are the 1, 2, 3 Sore Losers! What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Yo, what's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I don't know the who's who's, and I don't know the what's what's.
Yes, sir. What's up, y'all? It's Sizz. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the west side of Nashville with Baser. We have signed a year lease. If you guys need official documentation, we can provide that. And on the weekends, we shotgun hard seltzers. Now poolside. It used to be penthouse view. Both equally beautiful and awesome and fun. Guys, I got nothing else to say, but over to you.
Man, you guys would think I'm coming in a good mood, all excited, pumped up. But then last night, let me tell you, that dang kid of mine, he wakes up 2 o'clock in the morning. Wah! 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 Like, I'm like, what is going on? Is the kid dying? I go down, go into his room. Like, what's wrong? He goes, there's a fly on my blanket. What? There's a fly on your blanket?
There's a fly on your blanket, huh, little box?
Okay. All right. Fly's gone now. Let's go night-night. You know, dad ass trying to sleep. You know, so let's just not make all that noise. Okay. Go up, go to sleep. 30 minutes later. Wah! 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 Okay. Go back down. What's wrong, bud? My foot's out of the blanket. Dude, you're a big boy. You can just put your foot back under the blanket. Okay, okay. Now try to go night-night because dad is trying to sleep. Okay, go up. 22 minutes later. Wah! Wah!
What? What the hell?
Hey, box wife, go handle it. I got to sleep for work, the big show and little show tomorrow.
You're not doing anything tomorrow. I got a
baby box.
Job.
I go downstairs. Baby box. What's the problem? I got snot. Well, yeah, you have snot because you keep screaming your head off. If you would just stay there and go to sleep, you wouldn't have snot. I'll go get a Kleenex. What? Is that better? Yeah. Okay. Go back upstairs. Lay down.
Coach, hold on, Coach. I'm going to stop you real quick. I don't understand why you're dealing with all this. Where's your wife?
Where's your night nurse?
Yeah, where's the nanny?
Where's the night nurse?
No, Coach, why are you dealing with this?
I don't live in a mansion. I'm not rich.
My wife did it the night before.
Oh, so you all alternate?
We alternate.
Nights. Because yes. He does this every night?
No, not every night. It's just he has a cold, so he I think the coughing wakes him up. He's coughing, okay. And then he finds something to scream about. So I go back now for the fifth freaking time.
Coach, you need ZZZZ-Quil, Coach. You ever heard the commercials on
Nice,
that?
Coach.
And this time it's, oh, giraffe's too far away. Just grab him. He has a stuffed giraffe. Just grab him.
You
He's
know
right
what?
There.
You know what I think about the giraffe? Here's what I think. There's the giraffe.
Gosh,
hey,
man.
Hey, Lunch, is it always like the reaction? Because y'all, what I'm getting here is every time you go in there, he goes, my foot can't get in the blanket. And you're like, get the foot in the blanket. And then you go, okay, is that better? Okay, I'm going to go to bed now. So do you start with a response angry and then,
nope,
okay,
no,
good night, baby
no,
folks.
I don't respond angry. I say, oh, it's okay, but you're a big boy. You know, you can just put your foot back under the blanket. You don't need dad to come down here because dad's trying to go night-night too. So if you could just if you wake up and your foot's out, just slide it back in. All right, love you. Night-night. Is that better?
Okay.
Yeah, okay, night-night. And I leave. I don't go in. I am angry when I'm walking down the stairs, and I'm angry when I'm walking back up the stairs.
But you're never angry in front of him.
I'm not angry in front of him.
Coach, that's impressive. Nephew isn't a great example, but when he was a little bit younger, I would always go, hey, okay, yeah, you can do that. After about one day, I'm like, no, just go. I started talking to him like a normal human.
Right.
I was irritated at him and would yell at him and would get angry.
No, there's times like, but at the nighttime, I'm not that angry. I'm just like frustrated because I'm trying to sleep. So I got up 5 or 6 times last night.
We heard.
Yeah,
they're a part of all of it.
And that's what I'm saying. So you would expect I'm coming in firing
Thanks,
on all
Coach.
Cylinders.
You already told
all,
us that.
That I'm all excited. I'm so pumped up. But really, I'm just like, geez, it was such a good night. And then it just got ruined. And by the, my foot's out of the blanket. Oh, my God.
Hey, somebody tuning into the podcast for the first time for some NFL draft coverage, and they hear a crying baby.
But, I mean, last night.
I wasn't crying all night.
My Chicago Bears went out and made a move. They did what they needed to do. When Justin Fields starts to slip down the draft board, they said, let's go get a quarterback, baby. Welcome to Chicago, Justin Fields. Let's go.
This is the biggest thing to happen to the Bears since double doink.
No. It's the biggest thing to happen to the Bears since Mitchell Trubisky.
Trubisky more like Trubisky. I will pass ye on the bisky. Give me else-ky.
Let me tell you, I was sitting there. The Bears are at 20. And I was like, are they going to make a move? Like, there's two quarterbacks that are going to be available. It's after the first three. So what do we do? And when they made it outside the top 10, I was like, if the Bears don't go get someone, then we are just going to stand pat with Andy Dalton and Nick Foles. Then we are garbage. And they did what they had to do. They gave up a lot. But look, they gave up their first round pick next year and a fourth and a fifth round pick.
Tell me this. Did you anticipate it was like, oh, crap. Oh, my gosh. Justin Fields still there. Justin Fields still there. Oh, texting your friend. No teeth. Justin Fields still there. Or did it catch you by total surprise when it came to that pick?
I thought going into the draft that the Bears could go after Justin Fields.
Here we go.
But.
Okay, Kuiper.
But I no. But I don't
Kuiper.
Know. My thing is, I don't know what it would require to do that. And I don't know what draft picks the Bears have if they've traded away this
there
draft pick.
There you go.
There's so many draft picks that get traded. And then this person owns a third round pick from this team via this team. So I didn't know if
hey,
we had
Lovie
the
Lovie Smith. Quick question: how many draft picks do we have in the first round? I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, man.
So I mean, Coach, that was my whole thing. Like, who keeps track of all these things?
Exactly.
Like when we make deals, we go play golf, right? And it's like lunch. Hey, man, I forgot my wallet this time. Will you get me this? Yeah, sure. And then by like 2 months later, I forget that I owe you $40 from golf or whatever. But in this case, I mean, they make deals left and right. All right, I'll give you the third round draft pick in the 2026. And then you, I'm going to give you does someone write this down? And then when it comes draft time, they're like, hey, it looks like we can't do that.
That
we
is a great, dude, yeah, that is amazing.
They do the notes on their phone. They pull out the iPhone and they go to the notes and they say,
the notes section.
Picks we've traded, picks we've acquired. I don't know who keeps track of it, but it's unbelievable because picks be flying all over. The NBA is worse than the NFL. But yeah, so I didn't know what the Bears had to offer. And I didn't know if Carolina and Denver were still going to go quarterback, even though they made trades for quarterbacks. And once they didn't, I was like, okay, there's a real chance the Bears are going up to get Mac Jones or Justin Fields.
Did you say Justin Fields' name in your house before he was actually drafted?
Negative.
Yes.
Negative.
I told my wife.
Here we go.
Lunch. Yeah.
No, if he did, then I love people that are ahead
of it.
No,
there's no chance.
Because you know, 80% of Bears fans woke up and was like, holy crap, we got Justin Fields. They were not following it. They didn't anticipate this happening. They didn't predict it. They didn't expect it.
No, once Justin Fields got past Denver at 9.
Box. Baby box. He's dropping. He's dropping.
So I knew. I knew Dallas.
No, I think he's saying before the draft. Right, Ray?
No, I'm just saying night of, as it's happening. I mean, like,
oh, as it's
when you get a pick, everybody's an expert when you get the pick. I want to know before it, were you expecting it? Were you saying his name? Did you think it was a possibility?
I told you, before the draft, I thought, okay, there's going to be two quarterbacks available after the top three, but I don't think the Bears have a nut because they're at number 20. It's a long way to go from 20 to top five to get a quarterback. So if those quarterbacks go quick, there's no chance. But once they got past Denver at 9, I knew the Cowboys weren't taking a quarterback. That's when I told my wife, I was like, man, the Bears might get one of these quarterbacks. Let's go. It better not be Mac Jones because all I see is Mac Jones is Mitchell Trubisky. And so even though Mitchell Trubisky is a lot more athletic than Jones, but I was like, they could do this. They could do this. And then Philadelphia trades up to 10. I'm like, well, they're not taking a quarterback. So we still got a shot. We still got a shot. And then boom, number 11, we trade up and we take the, and once they traded up, I was like, it's quarterback. We're getting a quarterback. Let's go. Let's go. And we got Justin Fields. Do I know if Justin Fields is going to be good in the NFL? No idea, but I love the Bears going for it. I love making that move instead of sitting back and just sticking with Nick Foles and Andy Dalton. And yeah, they may have given up a lot of draft picks, but the GM doesn't care about that. You want to know why? Because if this doesn't work out, he's going to get fired either way. So he's not going to be around for those draft picks. He won't have to deal with that mess.
I'm going to tell you guys how much I watched next. Pause. Eddie, is there something happening there? I thought Bones has to record something. Eddie.
What did you say, Ray?
I guess Bones has to record something. Steve just said.
Mike D. Bones has to record something right now?
So, yeah, I'm just excited as a Bears fan. There's actually excitement around the team. Trubisky, when they drafted him there, I was like, okay, we'll see.
Trubisky, more like.
That's it. Okay, no, good. Seriously, I'd never really seen Trubisky play in college. At least I've seen Justin Fields, and I'm like, okay, he looks like he could be a quarterback in the NFL. And so I am so excited for the pick. Now, will it translate next year? Are we going to be awesome? I don't know. But I am absolutely pumped for the future.
Eddie, your question according to the script?
Lunch, I don't mean to, it's not really a question, but I don't even mean to burst your bubble, but my prediction is out of all the quarterbacks that were drafted, the one that no one ever saw play, I believe the North Dakota State dude is probably going to be the best out of everyone.
There we
Trey
go.
Lance.
Eddie's Trey Lance now.
Hey, why? Why? Because what happens every draft? Oh my God, Trevor Lawrence is going to be amazing. Oh my goodness, Justin Fields, I cannot wait. Mediocre. That's fine. They'll be fine quarterbacks. But the star is going to be the one player. Coach, when they played the highlights of this dude, I mean, honest, I think everyone watching the draft is probably the first time they'd seen that dude play.
Probably.
We have some inside info on Trey Lance. Do we want it? Do we want to possibly not say it just because some of it is just by hearsay. Looking and searching the internet? Yes.
Yeah, yeah. We will talk about it in a minute, or unless Great. You want to drop it now.
No, that's a really good deep tease.
Hold on. Well, guys, hold on. Where is it on the script?
No, Eddie, this is a special thing that Arnold doesn't even know about. Arnold doesn't even know this information. So,
Arnold!
Eddie, I understand what you're saying. And what they said is the 49ers, that the test, they give them psychological tests, that Trey Lance was by far the smartest one that they interviewed. And that's why they were so high on him. They loved his football, and they think Shanahan can turn him into a stud quarterback. Great. I don't have any argument against it. I think he's going to be good. But I'm just saying, as a Bears fan, I'm excited to see what Justin Fields may be a bust. But at least they didn't just stand pat at 20 and stick with Nick Foles and Andy Dalton.
You like the effort. You like the initiative that they got going. They believe in their team, so they're making moves. Yes. You like that.
And this is the thing. Matt Nagy, our coach, he did not pick Mitchell Trubisky. He was with the Chiefs when Trubisky was drafted and when Mahomes was drafted. And he went through the process, and his evaluation of Trubisky was, we don't want to draft that guy. That's not who we want. We want Patrick Mahomes. So if he sees a quarterback that he wants and his quarterback is Justin Fields, there is no more excuses. You have the guy that you wanted. You got to evaluate the quarterbacks. You wanted to draft this guy. You drafted him. Now, you're supposed to be an offensive guy. Let's see it, because you couldn't figure out how to make it work with Trubisky, and maybe it was Trubisky's fault. So now you need to show how you coach and how you're going to coach up Justin Fields and make this offense go.
Coach up or shut up.
It is. No, it's coach up or shut up. You're going to
be
fired.
Did you make that up, coach? That's good.
Coach, I've always thought of those little catch things I'm going to say when I'm a coach someday, because I'm a coach now, but I'm talking about an actual coach.
Oh, a real coach.
So this is the day. I mean, this is Matt Nagy. It's all on you now, buddy. Let's go. You are tied to Justin Fields. You, your legacy, if you're going to be the Bears coach beyond the next year or two, you have to figure it out with Justin Fields. Let's go get it.
And also, I said Lovie Smith earlier. I'm sorry. Our statistics department just came in. Apparently, that's not the coach anymore for the Bears. Apologies. There
Arnold.
You go.
No, I think Lovie Smith may have been two or three coaches ago.
Yep. We had
Tressman, and then
Ditka.
No, Ditka was way long ago. But yeah, so he's two or three coaches ago. But anyway, the draft.
Schottenheimer.
Can I say the draft looked good last night? It looked fun. It was awesome. And they didn't waste a lot of time. Usually they take the whole 10 or 15 minutes and last second, okay, now the pick's in. They were moving right along. I was entertained.
Are you entertained? Yes, I am. Nashville Lunchbox.
Most of the time I start the draft, don't recognize anyone, and then I watch Skinemax. I need to be entertained.
And I'm going to tell you, and I knew it was Justin Fields for the Bears because they did let's look at Mac Jones, and he's just sitting there by himself. I love the fact that they didn't show that there was anybody in his little pod with him, because I really thought Mac Jones was sitting there all night by himself because they never showed anybody.
Anyone in there? Oh, there were people in there.
Yeah, because then when he got drafted, they do a wide shot, and there's like 15 people there with him. I'm like, well, why didn't we show these people the whole time? I thought poor Mac Jones was lonely and sad, and he looked like a doofus, like kind of slouched in his chair. But when the Bears are picking, they go to the Justin Fields house, and there's no one on the couch. It's just
yeah, because they were on the phone.
Yes, because that's how I knew the pick was Justin Fields before they announced
well, no
it. Because
crap, Coach. I mean,
Coach,
obvious,
you are quite the internet sleuth.
No, I mean, guys, spoiler alert, if you're watching the draft and the dude's talking to someone on his cell phone, guess what? He's going to get picked next.
No.
In case you didn't know that.
Coach, I always thought it was DoorDash. They were getting hungry.
Hey, no. He's just, oh, shoot, I forgot to call my grandma back. Hold on.
Let me
call
her real quick. I didn't pay the bill.
No, usually they just show the living room and the people are sitting there and they're not on the phone yet. This time they were just trying to say, is it going to be Mac Jones or Trey Fields? And they go to Fields and Justin Fields. I've gotten Trey Lance and Fields.
Trey
I'm combining
Fields.
Them.
Wow, Coach. He's your quarterback, and you already messed his name.
There was literally no one in there because they went in the kitchen to take the phone call off camera, and they cut back at a bad time because there was no one there.
Correct. I believe that they're told to do that because, again, it's a spoiler. If you have them on the phone talking to someone, everyone's like, oh, well, they already know. There's no hype. When you want, as a TV producer, they want the pick is in. Who's it going to be? Coach, if they're on the phone, it's a spoiler alert.
No,
like,
I get it. That's why I'm saying
they did it with Mac Jones. They did it with Mac Jones. He was talking to the Patriots right before they went to him. And it's like, oh, well, there you go. I mean, guys, there's no surprise to that. Justin Fields did the right thing. They all left the camera to get the phone
but
call.
But then the camera went to him and there's no one there. It's like, well, I wonder where he went.
Correct. Hey, Ray, how much did you watch?
Well, yeah, that's going to lead me to my next question. Great job going by the script. It is, if they were to show you at your house, what would the camera have picked up? So me, if they would have showed the Sisson household in West Nashville, it would have been an empty couch. The lights were off. Guys, I was in bed. So very boring. I wish I could have. The cat. Pablo would have actually been on the couch sleeping with no TV on. That was our setting. Eddie, what did yours look like if they went live to your house?
So last night, my parents are in town. So last night, it would have been my dad on his phone playing fake slot machines.
Wait, you don't win real money?
No. Both my mom and my dad,
no, Coach,
they
Johan
pay.
Johan plays those too. I'm dead serious. Oh my God. He did
Coach.
It, Coach.
I don't understand.
Guys, I don't understand either. Guys, they play real money. They pay for their virtual coins, and they play slot machines.
No, but they play real money, though.
No. They don't win the real money. They spend the real money buy coins.
Wait. And then they buy coins, but you can't win real money?
Correct. I don't get it, but them at their old age, Coach, it makes them happy. I don't understand it. But that's what the shot you would get. My dad playing slot machines on his phone. My mom probably holding the baby. And then me, you know, my underwear, drinking a beer, watching the draft. And then
my
kids messing with the
camera. You're in your underwear in front of your parents?
Coach, they gave birth to me, Coach, of course.
Coach, is your wife in a G? I mean, what are you guys, ever heard about modesty?
Coach, it's my house. I wear my tidy whities, Coach. I mean, I want to be comfortable.
Coach, what if a commercial comes
on for
Victoria's Secret?
So you're sitting next to your dad. You're sitting in between your mom and dad on the couch in your underwear.
No, my dad sits on the far couch, and then my mom sits on one side of the couch, me in the middle, and then my wife on the other side.
So your mom is sitting next to you in your skimpies.
Mm-hmm. And they're boxer briefs, Coach. They're not like the regular
tidy whities. No, but boxer briefs hug the nuts pretty tight.
Well, not really. Have you seen, you have some of the what are they called?
Spanx.
Coach? Spanx. There's a lot of room, so it's kind of just a big pocket.
Not for me.
So your
big.
Mom looks at that and is like, dang, he's well endowed.
I mean, she probably knows, Coach. She knows. She's seen me since I was a baby.
Okay. I mean, I just don't.
But that's about it, Coach. And I think the kids are probably messing with the camera the whole time, and I'd be telling them to leave it alone. That's about it. What about you, Lunch?
It would be me on the couch and my wife laying on the couch. She's asleep. She fell asleep after about 3 or 4 picks, I think. No, she lasted about 6 picks because we put the kids to bed after 6 picks.
She believes in freedom.
And then she didn't make it all the way to the Bears pick at 11 by the time she was asleep.
I know baby box is 7, but she still frees the nipple.
Bears pick at 11, then she went to sleep. She was out. She's gone. That was it. And so it was just me, and I was checking baseball.
What, she got to the Bears at 11?
Yeah, because I remember.
Well, Coach, that was almost 9:30 by then.
Well, right, but it's. And then she fell asleep. And then it was also me on my phone checking my fantasy baseball team, how they were doing. And that was it. That was nothing else. The dog may have walked back and forth a couple times, but
somebody needs some WD-40 on a door, man. I can hear that thing
squeaking. Hear that?
That's
Mike D.
I mean, dude, hey, if I had one of those, I'd never be able to sneak out at night on old Baser. Good God.
Boys, let's be real. If we were getting drafted, we would be getting drafted like in 2 days. and there would be no camera at her house.
All right. Do you like the camera? Do you like the people that stay home, or do you like the people in at the draft?
I like the home. I like the home because I like to see, you know, all their family there. It's so cool to see uncles, cousins, like neighbors, like all sorts
there
of random
no
people.
Neighbors, get out of here.
There's some neighbors. Oh, there's absolutely neighbors.
There has to be neighbors.
Hey, neighbors already trying to kiss the ring. Good God. They're not even drafted yet.
You can always tell who's really supporting the dude and who's trying to just kiss the ring. Like, I love it. I love it. You know, there's like three dudes and they're like, really? Like, why did Howard come? Like, what? Like, already trying to get in on it. Howard's trying to get some cash.
Who was it? Mac had a couple honey bunnies, right?
Oh yeah, they didn't show him all night, and then all of a sudden he gets drafted and they turn the camera and there's two smoking hot chicks.
I did a little bit of research. I think they worked there. I think they were just the ones that were kind of telling him where to go after.
Good
he got
research
picked.
For the show coach.
I don't
Thanks
know about
that,
Eddie, because they were clapping and all excited and like taking pictures.
It's the hey guys, everybody get pumped. Everybody get pumped, even though you're about to get you're getting picked. Everybody get pumped.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He's a camera guy. He would know. He knows the stuff that goes on behind the scenes. You gotta get the people going.
You can see them as they act, coach, because, I mean, yeah, hotties or whatever, and they, like, start clapping, woo, celebrate, and then they're like, hey, you got to go that way. Coach, your sister's not going to know where you need to walk. They know where he needs to go.
Well, they didn't walk with him. They stayed there with the family.
They pushed him out. They said, you're going that way. Go, quick.
Oh, man, because I was like, dang, those girls are hotter than hot. Why didn't we show them more on TV? But he was one of the last ones there in the green room, just sitting there going, okay, this is awkward.
I fell for the dude. I mean, he had already congratulated every single person that had gotten drafted. Like, at one point, I think he was the last person that they could shake their hands before they went out of the stage.
Do they tell him with a text message or a phone call?
Phone call, coach.
Dude, come on. You know, there's got to be some NFL team that just does a text or an emoji. Like, sends one of the guys an eggplant.
Like a stack of money. Like, hey, you're a millionaire now. Let's go.
I bet the Dolphins. You're telling me the Dolphins call? I bet they do a little eggplant emoji and a stack of cash. Like, come on down to South Beach. We'll see you in a couple days. And that's
what I did notice yesterday is it was a little obvious. You can tell who's got the cash in the NFL and who doesn't.
Oh, the poor Man, NFL teams or what?
Hey, you go to the Cowboys and it's like the most beautiful boardroom ever.
Oh, their boardroom
ever.
Was real nice.
It looks like they're in Vegas, right?
And then probably were.
Hey, and then they go to the Titans. Oh, my God. Coach, they look like they were at the Marriott.
Coach, what were they, East Nashville?
I mean, coach, they look like they were at the Ramada Inn, coach, with like two phones.
What, the new one or the outdated one?
No, they were at the Shoney's. No, guys, they were actually the Shoney's across the street from the stadium went out of business. They rented that for the draft night.
Coach,
man.
Did I mean, coach. I ate there with my parents. My dad loves it. It's right next to the expressway.
Yeah, it is now four lease, man. It's four lease.
Oh, dang, dude. I think we went there for Thanksgiving like 2 years ago. Swear to God, that's not even a joke.
Ray, did you see the lady that we met, the owner?
Of Shoney's?
Oh, you didn't watch the draft. No, the owner of the Titans.
Oh, and so you guys had actually shaken hands.
Yeah, she was in there. But, coach, I'm telling you, it was like, you know those tables?
I was with you that time.
Yeah. We met her together.
Yep.
But, coach, last night at the draft or whatever, you know those tables that are just square and you fold the legs or whatever and you can put it out to play cards or whatever?
Beer pong table.
Beer pong table, coach. That's basically what they had with two phones, coach. That's it.
All right, budget. Good, guys. Save the money for the picks. Thank
also,
you.
Also, they did do a 1 year ago tonight. Where were we? And they showed the old, like, last year, like, Bill Belichick in the freaking rundown house and then Cliff Kingsbury in the freaking...
Oh, they showed him again, yeah.
Crib, just like, wow. And my favorite part of the draft is because after everyone drafts, they show the little fan section in Cleveland. And, like, Arizona drafts, and no one in the fan section had ever heard of the guy they drafted. They say the name, and it's like, they all look at him, and then they, yeah, they start cheering like they're supposed to, like, they have no idea who this guy is. No one's ever heard of him. And it's like, okay, yeah, let's be excited. Then they cut to the war room, the draft room, whatever you want to call it. And everybody thinks they nailed their draft pick. That's one of my favorite parts is, oh, my gosh, what a steal. And they all start high-fiving and fist-bumping like, oh, yeah, we got our guy. We nailed it. No, and half these people are going to be busts.
Listen, every night at the bars, back before I was married, everybody high-fiving their buddies thinking you nailed your draft pick from the bar next morning. It's a morning after effect. Today is when the teams really are going to judge their draft pick.
No, today they still think it's good. It's
how
six
far,
months
how
from
far
now.
Did they go yesterday? How far?
Just one round.
Okay, one round, and then today's two rounds?
Yeah.
Coach, we had the draft in our damn city. Did you not memorize the format?
Second and third round today.
Coach, my mom, she was just like, hey, this was in Nashville like a few years ago, right? I'm like, yeah. Did you go? I'm like, yeah, me and Ray went. Well, how was it? Well, I know me and Ray went like at noon. me and Ray went at noon. We walked the stage and then we went home.
Which we got to see everything. We were able to walk up and down it. Honestly,
we did. She's like, I guess that's cool, but you didn't stay for the actual draft. Like, nah.
We missed that one.
I don't know if it's like, would it be exciting to stay there all the time for the draft? That's a long, I mean, to hear one name.
The bars were right there. People were going in, getting liquored up. I'm pretty sure you could actually bring it in the streets. They did some citywide policy.
I'm pretty sure it was so packed you couldn't even get in the bars.
Oh, it was, Coach. When we left, it was just starting to get lively, and I didn't want to be any part of that. It was pre-COVID craziness.
Lunch, you talk about the fans reacting. Dude, I mean, I'm starting to really love the New York Giants fans because they're the ones.
Why don't you take them to Aruba, Coach?
I might, Coach. I mean, they're the only ones that aren't going to fake you. Like, they're just like, they get their pick, and they're literally face like, what the f- who is this guy? And they shake their heads like in disgust, like, why did we pick that person? And they did the same with Daniel Jones, remember?
Yes. Yeah,
I love that. Everyone else, you're right, is like, okay, we don't know who that is, but all right, let's get excited. The Giants, they're like, what the f- are you doing? The f- is that? Some bullshit. I love it.
And then I loved Zach Wilson coming out. I mean, he was so amped up. He is high-fiving people, and I mean, he's hitting hard.
I thought he's going to knock someone out.
Whack, whack. I mean, those people are like, damn, dude, calm down. And then I do like Roger Goodell. They bring that one super fan on stage, and they got to sit in Roger Goodell's little chair that he sat in last year. No. I'm going to tell you what I liked about it is that Roger Goodell would show them who the draft pick was before he announced it. I thought that was cool.
Coach, yeah, he would do that. Look, Roger Goodell or whatever his name is.
Coach, you know his name. Don't be disrespectful.
He loved the idea for the first six fans. Coach, after the seven, he's like, all right, look, here's the pick, and I'm not even talking to you.
Yes, because he would get annoyed because the fan would try to hug him and try to stand up. I mean, trying to hold the car. I mean, it was sometimes very awkward. Yeah. And I'll be honest, I didn't know that was going to happen. And right before Jacksonville picks, some lady in a Jacksonville Jaguars jersey just walks up on stage. I'm like, what the hell is she doing? What is she doing? She's about to get arrested. And they're just letting her walk around. I'm like, hello?
And was it a random fan or who was it?
Well, I don't think so. I think she was like part of an organization.
Well, she got selected, I guess, and she got to sit in the chair. But I didn't hear them explain that. And I just saw her run up the stairs with no one escorting her. And I was like, why would you charge the stage before the pick's made? Like, wouldn't you want to wait till Trevor's coming out so you could try to hug him?
But Coach, you know, like, you're right, he would show them the pick, but no one ever reacted to it. Do you notice that? Because
half the people probably don't know who those guys are.
Yeah, that's true. No, but come on. Like, when you see Justin Fields, you would think, like,
who?
Nothing. They would just be like, okay, cool, thank you.
Yeah, they would just sit there and nod. They would nod.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like nod, like, okay, thank you for showing that to me. But no reaction. Maybe they were told, do not react.
Yeah, don't yell it out loud. Because, I mean, some idiot, you know, has a couple beers and, oh, Giants are going to Devontae Smith, baby!
Now, how much do you think the tickets are for the people that are right there able to high-five or even, like, the little squared sections where they separate all the teams? How much do you think those tickets are?
Free 99.
Really?
I think they are given to probably season ticket holders, or the teams get a certain alignment, like 12 or 15, and they pick their fans that they want to represent them, is my guess. I don't know, because they're all hardcore fans, obviously. They're all decked out. They have the gear. They've been fans for years, face paint, necklaces. So I think that it's just super huge super fans. But I don't know.
Coach, you're a super fan. You should have been there. You just spent 10
minutes. No, he's not a coach. He's not a super fan, Coach.
To Fields, and then he's going to jump on Fields' case when he sucks.
Exactly. That's not a super fan.
Hey, he's going to start, right? Or is that a dumb question?
I have no idea. But like I said,
who's going to start? Dalton?
I don't know.
Foles? I don't know. But like I said,
Foles, Coach, they can't. They never start Foles.
I never.
Foles only comes in halfway through the season and wins the whole Super Bowl.
And you're right. I said Fields might suck. He might suck, but at least I'm excited.
Way to save yourself. Good caveat.
I said that.
Sounds like a super fan.
No, I said
he's gonna be the best ever. He might suck, but yeah, let's go.
I said at least it gives us some excitement, because when you're going into the season with Nick Foles and Andy Dalton, you have no excitement. You have no chance. You don't think the future's bright. You think you're just stuck. You're just blah. And now at least we're like, holy crap. Yes. So there you go.
Come on, Chicago. What do you say? We're going to win today. Let's go. Thank you, Justin Fields. I'm sending you Mrs. Fields cookies.
Take me out to Soldier Field. Take me out to the ground.
Buy me some beers and hot dogs. Hot dogs.
We don't care if Fields plays again.
No. I don't care if I ever get home from Soldier Field.
Hey, you're not going to ask me what I thought about the 12th pick?
What did you think about the Cowboys? You never heard of the guy.
That's for sure.
100%.
100% never heard of the dude. Coach, but so funny, my foster son, you know, you got to understand, he's learning about life. Like, when he came into our house, our job, too, was to teach him about life. He came with no knowledge of anything.
So how old is he?
He's six.
Okay, so he doesn't know everything about life. He's still learning?
I
would have never guessed that.
No, Coach. I mean, he didn't know. He didn't even know, like, when you eat dinner. Like, is dinner breakfast? What's lunch? Like, what's dinner? Like, stuff like that.
Coach, gotcha. Most of us don't. It's called brunch, fourth meal, a lot of random stuff.
I mean, Coach, he'd never heard of brunch either, Coach.
A lot of us hadn't.
Coach, if you're a 21-year-old chick in Nashville, damn well you know when brunch is, bub.
and then after that, you learn what a mimosa is, bub. Look. So I'm teaching. He's learning about the draft, and I'm telling him, like, all right, so this is what happens, all right? The college kids, the best college football players, are waiting to get picked up by the NFL team. Immediately tonight, they're going to be millionaires.
It's a good breakdown.
Yeah, and their life is changing tonight. And they're going to the NFL.
Daddy,
and
now are you going to get drafted?
I mean, Coach, you know that question was asked. Did you get drafted? And like, what? No.
Well, okay, anyway. Dad's not very good at throwing or catching. Those are two skills required.
So my kids understand it. And they're like, all right, here comes the Cowboys. Cowboys are coming up at 12. They traded their pick to the Eagles or whatever. And like, all right, here we go. This is what we're going to do. And then my foster son goes, I know who they're going to pick. And we're like, okay, well, what do you think? Probably Ezekiel Elliott. Okay. So let me go back to the drawing board.
Yeah, teach him.
So these are college kids, all right? And Ezekiel Elliott already plays for the Cowboys, so they're not going to draft him. Okay, got it. All right, I know who they're going to pick. Who? Dak Prescott.
Coach, you saved him from getting made fun of at school.
Right? Yeah. So then I start making fun of him at home. So finally, I find, like, you know what? Don't worry. Yeah, maybe Dak. All right, maybe Zeke. We'll see. We'll see what happens. So then our guy gets picked, and obviously,
what's his name?
Name is something Parsons, I think.
Eddie, reconnect. Kate. We're gonna filibuster
Micah Parsons.
Yes.
Micah Parsons.
We're gonna get the name correct. Lunch is gonna correctly pronounce it. It is pronounced Micah.
No, Micah.
Oh, sorry.
Micah Parsons.
Okay. And is he, Eddie's not going to know this. Is he a quarterback, running back, wide receiver?
Linebacker from Penn State.
Is that a Cowboys type pick, or don't they usually go for cool positions?
No, it's a need. It's okay. A need for them. They need linebackers. They need defensive help. The Cowboys need help on the defensive side of the ball. And so this guy is supposedly a beast. He opted out of this season. Supposed to be really good. And Sean Lee just retired.
Did he really?
Yeah. Well, he was always hurt.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. He retires. So now they have, what the hell is that?
It's a lot of emails coming through here at Sore Losers headquarters. We never know just how busy the days are going to be. Over to you, Lunch.
Oh, they can email us at wearethesorelosers.
They're coming in now, Coach.
wearethesorelosers@gmail.com. We don't get very many emails anymore. People gave up on emailing us.
Those also may be t-shirt orders at the website, shopsorelosers.com.
Yeah, that's it, shopsorelosers.com. And Ray, you did miss the fun draft. It was cool. The Cowboys, and what it was weird, and I was shocked, the Cowboys made a trade with the Eagles. I don't think they usually trade in division. Usually you don't want to help your division rival out, but hey, man, they said, hey, Eagles, you want to give us an extra draft pick? Go ahead. Come on.
Yeah, that would be like Titans if they were trading with the Colts. It's kind of gross, right?
Yeah, it feels weird. Well,
boys,
it feels dirty.
Yo. Boys, I honestly can't find the reconnect button.
Awesome.
So I don't know if it still sounds like crap.
Yes, it sounds terrible.
Okay, hold on.
Hold on, no, hey, I'll text Mike D.
Mike right, D will know. I can filibuster. Let me say this.
You keep talking.
So I did my deep tease. Lunch, do you think we should talk about it? I'm going to be very vague, so I don't think it matters that we're going to talk about it. And I'm going to have them search the internet for the thing I deep teased about a player possibly.
Oh, yeah. I think this is pretty funny.
Okay. I don't like to name names, so I'm not going to. You guys can research it. But it is a really good story. So there's a guy by the name of Trey Lance. Have you heard of him?
Yes, I've heard of him.
Okay. He got drafted by the Niners. Well, there is a popular radio host, very popular, tad more popular than us, actually exceedingly more popular than
us.
You
might as well just say it, Colin Cowherd's.
I believe so. It's not plural.
Trey Lance's curious connection to Colin Cowherd's daughter, Liv.
So they've been liking each other's pictures on Instagram. I believe I heard that they also had been commenting on each other's pictures. Well, Colin actually admitted 2 months ago that Trey Lance was over at his house. So possibly, people are speculating online that Trey Lance is dating Liv Cowherd. How is that significant? Liv Cowherd is the daughter of the most popular, polarizing sports radio host in America. And there you go. But
can I tell you what?
What?
She's a smoke show.
Coach, well, there you go, Coach.
But my thing is, it's going to be weird for him because when Trey...
This is why it gets good. Go.
If Trey Lance has a bad game, he's going to have to go on the radio and rip him. Like, he's going to have to rip him if he's not very good, if he does something wrong. And then if he's still dating his daughter, he's going to come over the house and Trey Lance is going to hear what Cowherd said about him. That has to just be a weird, weird situation.
But so far what has happened is Cowherd has been very complimentary of this guy, which furthers the speculation that he's possibly dating, going on dates with Colin Cowherd's daughter.
Have you ever seen Liv Cowherd?
Yes, because a couple years ago it became this big thing where she was discovered online, and so then people just started trolling Cowherd a little bit with how hot his daughter is, and then she would get more likes on pictures than he would. Coach, she gets 30,000 likes on her Instagram.
She does. I know. I'm looking at it right now. She has 33,000 likes on this one of her just laying on a chair in a bikini, and I'm like, yeah, I like it.
But yeah, I mean, it had come up, and then, yeah, I guess all the trolls online just totally jumped on board with it, and then, they were almost saying, like, her Instagram account with the likes that she gets became bigger than Colin Cowherd overnight, which isn't true. He's an amazing talent. Would love to have him on the little show as well as the big show.
You are dreaming if he's going to give us the time of day.
But we're also sports podcast, dude. And
Yeah. But
people like to. He's on our network. He's with Premier.
But he doesn't need to come on our podcast, though. He doesn't need us. He doesn't need to come do an interview. He brings the stars on his show. He doesn't go on other people's show.
But do you ever randomly just think about going on a crappy show? Do you ever have somebody hit you up?
Well, no, not really.
I've had some people. I went on some podcast. I wish I could name it right now. I went on a random one because sometimes you just need to reach out, and maybe Cowherd thinks that he would reach out to us possibly to help us out in a way. Coach? Yes.
And maybe my favorite moment from the draft last night, Ray, is the Raiders. They draft, they're on the clock, you know what I mean? All right, and the Las Vegas Raiders select. And they selected somebody the panel, Booger McFarland, Wingo, Mel Kiper, and whatever the heck the other guy's name is, I forget.
Trey.
No, I already said Trey.
Dang it.
But, gosh, what is their names?
It's Mel Kiper. You also have Andy Katz.
No, he wasn't on there. That's basketball.
Boys, I'm back.
Hey!
Yeah. Hey! Mel Piper is what you're thinking
of. No, who else is up there with them? It's
Booger. Booger McFarland.
But who's the other guy?
Todd McShay.
No.
No.
I couldn't think of his name. But the Raiders.
Wingo. Trey Wingo.
No, the other guy. God, I can't think of his name.
I just know Booger and McFarland.
He used to play in the NFL, and he was up for some GM spots.
Schefter.
No!
Jesse Palmer.
No!
Jesse Palmer's, he's doing more TV stuff, though.
Yeah, he was The Bachelor. I got it. But they announce it, and they say,
Joel Klatt. Oh,
no!
All right.
The Raiders select
Joe Tessitore.
No! God! Alex Leatherwood. And I mean the panelists are dead silent. And they go, that's kind of shocking. They were like,
offensive lineman, right?
Yeah, they were like, we had him late second round, early third round grade. Huh. Okay. Well, yeah, he's a good player, though. I mean, if he can, I mean, they didn't know what to say because they had no idea that pick was coming. That was one of those ones where it was just totally out of left field. Like, what in the world?
I have a lot of leather-bound books. I love scotch, scotchy, scotch, scotch.
Like, the Raiders pick again at number, like, 36 or 46, 46 or 64, and they're like, they were thinking that's where he would go, not number 17 or what. I mean.
Well, that just shows that, like, they don't even know what they're talking about.
No. They got, like 99% in the ballpark. This guy wasn't even rated in the – that's what I'm saying. It was just so funny because they announced the pick, and usually they're like, oh, I love that pick. And it was just dead silent for about 2 seconds, and they realized, we got to say something.
But I like that, Coach, and I'll tell you why. Because it's not like – you got to think, like, all right, these teams are in bed with ESPN. ESPN knows all. This is their way to communicate to the rest of the world, right? Like, hey, we need to give you an insight so you can be prepared so we can all look good. We're going to look good in our picks. You're going to look good in your broadcast. We're a family, right? But this proves that that's not the case. The Raiders aren't going to give them anything. They're just going to do what they're doing, and then these guys have to be ready on their toes. I love that.
40 minutes.
I think it's just that the Raiders are out there. They make some of the strangest picks ever. That's what I think.
But, Coach, so do some of the people that win fantasy football, Coach. I mean,
this isn't fantasy football.
Coach, it looked like fantasy football. The first round of the 2021 draft looked exactly like fantasy football. Quarterback, receiver, quarterback, running back. I mean, it was all offense until about that big Oregon lineman.
Yeah.
I loved it. It was like, now we're looking like freaking, what's our fantasy league called?
Yeah, sore losers, baby.
Sore losers. And the other guy I was talking about was Lewis Riddick. I couldn't think of his name.
Thank you, Coach, for going back and correcting that.
That's him, Lewis Riddick.
Yeah, I know it's him because I looked it up because I couldn't think of his dang name.
Can we talk about Beat the Streak quickly?
Yes, we can. Well, I was going to
talk about Aaron Rodgers.
Do you have Bay on the phone?
Dang it, no.
Okay, so I want to talk about Aaron Rodgers, the crybaby.
Bad timing, guys.
Aaron Crybaby Rodgers, right before the draft comes out, or it comes out that he told some people in the Packers organization that he does not want to return to Green Bay, and he won't return to Green Bay.
Breaking news.
They want to trade him.
Being played right now.
Breaking news yesterday. Go.
But what? Aaron Rodgers, get over yourself. This dude is such a prima donna crybaby. Good grief. Wah. Supposedly.
Not your kid again, Coach. Good.
Supposedly. Wah.
Rodgers and your kid sound eerily similar.
I woke up and I go in the crib and guess who's there? Rodgers.
He said his foot was out of his blankie.
Well, that's
he
about,
says he wants out of the Packers.
Snot in his nose.
That's the problem with Aaron Rodgers. He's supposedly upset from a year ago when they drafted a quarterback and they didn't tell him they were going to draft a quarterback. Oh, sorry, Aaron. Let me call you before every draft pick we're going to make and say, hey, we're about to draft this guy. Calm down. Do you think they do
with Tom?
They do?
They do. You know they do. I mean, Coach pretty much, Tom pretty much coached the Tampa Bay Buccaneers all the way to the Super Bowl.
So did they call Nick Foles and Andy Dalton last night and tell them, hey, man, we're about to draft Justin Fields?
No, they suck. They're not at that caliber.
Nick Foles won a Super Bowl. How many Super Bowls has Aaron Rodgers won? One. Same amount as Nick Foles. So did we call Nick Foles and let him know? I don't know if the
I mean, I'm with you. I'm with you. It's stupid, but I mean, I'm telling you, inside Rodgers' head, he's thinking he's Tom Brady. You need to respect me.
Yes, he thinks he is, but he's not. That's the thing. Aaron Rodgers, it's always someone else's fault with Aaron Rodgers.
That's true.
Mike McCarthy, terrible coach. He can't coach. Get rid of him. Okay, we bring in a new coach. Oh, we can't. I can't believe they drafted this people. I want out of here. Even though they had the best record in the NFC, a home game in the NFC Championship game, and you couldn't get it done. And you want out because it's everyone else's fault because they didn't draft the way you wanted them to draft.
But also, it sounds like he's staying there now. The GM says he's fully on with Rodgers staying. Get him a cheese.
Ray, that you're not helping with the dramatic effect that lunch is going for here.
Yeah, the GM says we're not going to trade them.
Ray, don't read the ESPN article. It goes against my point that I just made.
No.
It's in the script.
Never question my points or angles, you son of a...
No.
He slaps you. Hey, lunch.
No, what to go
with your point though, you're right though. Like you're right. Like even in the State Farm commercials, he gets all mad. It's not his fault that everyone gets the double check rate, and he gets all pissed.
No, it's just funny because
Jake
Coach,
from State Farm tells him no, everyone gets the Rogers rate.
Coach, they got to make a State Farm commercial now talking about him wanting to leave Green Bay, and they're like, will my rates change? I don't know, Mr. Rogers. Are you driving? Do you need home, life, and auto, Mr. Rogers? State Farm is on your side. Hey, man,
it depends what state you're moving to. It's a little more expensive out there in California.
Coach, we just made their GD commercial for him. Excuse me. We just made their commercial, Coach.
Here's the thing.
Don't do.
Guess what, Aaron Rodgers? They did the same thing with you. They drafted you when they still had Brett Favre. They still had Brett Favre. And now
you got him with that.
Like, and now it's a problem. It's okay when you get drafted into that situation, but when they do it to you because you're at the tail end of your career, oh my God, how dare you do that to me? How dare you?
Coach, wow. Hope you don't yell at your wife like that. And also, if you would have told me we were going to mention Brett Favre's name on the 2021 draft, well, spank my ass and call me Slappy. Holy crap. I did not see that one coming.
I'm just saying, he always seems
to find something.
All right, Slappy. He always seems to find a way to complain about something and make it up. I mean, Aaron Rodgers just seems like a nightmare. And yes, is he a really good quarterback? Absolutely. But geez, man.
Like, I like how you're answering your own questions today, Coach. That's really cool. I like it.
That's a true talk show host. He doesn't even
Does he piss
co-host.
Me off? Of course he does. Now, is he a good football player? Well, yeah, of course. Yeah. Yes, he is.
That's a good question. That is a good question. I just don't know.
It wasn't a question.
And he compliments his own questions. So I ask, is Rodgers at fault? It's a good question. He is at fault.
Look, and he has every
and then he tells himself, well, that's a good question.
He has every right to say he wants to be traded because everybody seems to
demand. Everyone can do that.
Everybody seems to demand to want to be traded. They get their little feelings hurt, and they don't have to trade him.
The team never trades him.
Right.
Only in basketball.
Like Deshaun Watson, he wanted to be traded. Instead, now he's just gone into hiding.
We don't talk about him.
We don't talk about that. I mean, that's a touchy subject.
Speaking of that. I see what you did there, Coach. Touchy.
But, okay, now Coach, I'm not even going to
rub that one with a 10-foot pole, Coach.
Here's my question for you.
Rub. Hey, that's a little oily, don't you think?
Week one of the 20.
That's a sticky situation, Coach. Man. I ain't touching it.
Week one of the NFL season, the quarterback of the
Coach,
Green Bay Packers.
You might as well just lay down on that one, all right? Lay down.
Oh, my gosh. Coach. Week one of the NFL season, Aaron Rodgers, if you're a betting, Ray, if you're a betting man, hypothetical.
Explain that word and what it means. I haven't understood it in 3 months, Coach.
What is Aaron Rodgers the quarterback of the Packers week one?
Yes.
Do you know the answer to this? Good question, Lunchbox.
There ain't a team he's going to. Nobody made room last night. Everybody put their nuts on the stage and called it an NFL draft. You guys were all part of it. Pawns in the scheme. Rodgers ain't going nowhere. The NFL dropped its pants on America last night and said,
What are you talking about?
You know they can still trade. Like, they can trade. Like, it doesn't matter about what nuts they put on the stage last night. I have no idea what you're talking about.
And why did we swallow the nuts?
Because we all got the Aaron Rodgers news. The Tim Tebow's going to play in the NFL.
How about that?
All this crap comes out, what do you know, the same 24-hour cycle as the draft. Well, we all got tricked and fooled. You guys are puppets. And I'm not the puppet master, but the NFL is.
No.
And I'll hang up and listen.
Aaron Rodgers did this on draft day to spite the Packers because they drafted Jordan Love. So he waited till draft day just like they did him. And surprising him with the Jordan Love draft pick, he demands a trade on draft day.
Well, Coach, you need to go national with that. I don't think anybody else has reported on that finding you just made.
That's why he did it. He was like, okay, 1 year ago, guess what? Revenge. I don't forget.
Revenge is a dish for well served in your nuts.
Coach, you doing dishes over there? What's happening?
Not Steve. We got 20 emails here at the headquarters, and now we have lunch delivery from God knows who. Oh, great.
What?
Go, what guys, that? Go. I'm trying to land Bay for the interview. Yeah, she's not able to do it.
Hey, please, before we wrap up today, I have something important to say about Lunchbox being a pawn.
Go, please, pawn.
Well, anyway, So Rodgers, I think he's going to be the quarterback of Green Bay Packers. I think this is just
Coach.
I mean, the Aaron Rodgers soap opera is one that will never end. We've been hearing about it. He's so unhappy. He's so unhappy. Blah, blah, blah. He's the MVP. Oh, look, he looks so happy. He just wants he wants to make sure everybody's still talking about Aaron Rodgers. So.
Okay.
Now, Tim Tebow working out as a tight end for the Jaguars, Eddie.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
Not going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen either.
Not going to happen. How many times have we seen Tim Tebow work out to do something?
No. We only saw him work out to be quarterback. He always said he would not change positions.
No, we saw him work out to be a baseball player. What happened?
Well, he played.
No, for who? The minor league? The farm team coach? This is another one of these Tim Tebow things. I like the dude. Hey, big Tim Tebow fan. I think he's a great person. I think he's got a good head on his shoulders. Whatever he does, he tries really hard at it. But come on, tight end for the Jaguars, give me a break. This is another one, Coach. Just trying to stay in the news.
Guys, the food delivery service that I was trying to find the funny joke for is Kraft Food Delivery Service. That was the loud noise in the background. Thank you. It didn't make any sense to anybody but me and now, Hollywood still doesn't. People.
So last night you teased that Bay needed to come on the show. At the beginning of the show, you said Bay needed to come on the show. Did you not talk to her last night about being on the show, Coach, so she can't come?
Coach, I just told her she's harder to book than Luke Bryan. Jason Aldean. Toby Keith, if you will.
Oh, hey, Bob.
Hey, okay. Y'all.
So she's not coming on.
She's very busy, but Lunch can talk about his little beat the streak issue, and then it may be segue perfectly and dovetail with Bay calling in and saying her conspiracy theory on beat the streak, which is mind-blowing and groundbreaking all in one.
Yeah.
And I have big news, too, for Lunchbox.
My streak ended at 7 last night. Dang it.
Okay, I'm calling
Xander
her.
Bogaerts.
Filibuster, making a good
Xander
story.
Xander Bogaerts went 0-for-4 last night in the Red Sox game, and so I went down in flames, down at 7. I think that's the most I've ever got, 7. And I think it's pretty much impossible, and I think I'm going to quit doing it. Eddie, are you still doing it?
No, Coach. I forget every day to get a player. Like, just, because I haven't gotten past 2, Coach. So
it's just it's just ridiculous.
Like, it really is. It's impossible, I'm telling you.
And you want to know my strategy, how I was doing it? I would go to the app where we're betting the White Sox, and I would look whoever has the highest over-under. Like, if it's over-under 9.5 runs, I would pick players from that game because there's going to be a lot of hits in that game. That was my strategy.
I mean, Coach, strategy, you can come up with all sorts of things, but in reality, it's just impossible. It's baseball. I mean, you can't predict it. You cannot predict it.
You can run the numbers. You can crunch the numbers. You can have your spreadsheets and Excels and ups and downs and columns and rows, and what do you know? They don't get a hit. And
do that all you want, but I mean.
I mean, I sat there on my phone and watched the game cast of Xander's last at bat, and he grounded out to second. I'm like, all right, well, that was fun. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Thanks for nothing.
What are we waiting on? Ray's doing what?
He's trying to get Bay on the phone because she has a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, I say screw it. These phones
Coach,
are
why don't you just tell us what it is?
I know, I'll just tell it. But it'd be funny to get her.
But I would like to hear her tell
figure
it.
Figure out these mother...
Do you need me to do it? You know I know how to dial.
Come in here real quick. Eddie Filibuster with something. I can't figure out these motherfucking phones for the life of my nuts. Just do it on that one or that one. All right. Eddie, great job filibustering. Is not just going,
Okay, so,
Coach, you're never going to be in Congress because that's the worst job of filibustering in the history of the floor. The Senate has never seen anything like that.
Okay, here's what we're going to talk about today.
Baser.
It may take a minute to ring.
Got our girl. Good job.
Wait,
Coach.
I thought you did the phones,
no,
right?
Lunch knows him better than me now, Coach.
Hello?
There she is. What's up, Baser girl?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, welcome to the Sore Losers podcast.
Oh, my goodness. I feel so honored.
Okay, right, so
don't yell at her, please, Coach.
I'm just excited about Justin Fields. Let's go.
To the listeners, this is my wife, Baser, and we were doing Beat the Streak. We both do it. She fills out her 2 every night and loves it. But I said, hey, how many are you at? And I believe she was at 2 or 4 or something, and they missed or something. And I go, are you interested? Why don't you ever ask what I'm at? And she goes, I don't care what you're at until you're at 40. Which was a blow, but it was very straight up. And then that's when she gave me her conspiracy theory, and I want you to give this because I think it's just unbelievable. Baser, please give it.
Whatever. Okay, y'all, this is my conspiracy theory. I mean, this beat the streak. What is it? It's 57 games, right? You have to get right.
Six.
Is that correct?
Yeah, you have to get 57 to win.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be five. Is it 5 million? 5 million. I put these little stats down. So let's just say you're at that 57th one and you have Corey Seager, okay? And you're like, all right, I'm about to win this 5 million. Well, you don't think the MLB is going to be like, hey, like, Seager, we'll give you $1 million to, like, miss that ball. I mean, I'm serious. I think that this is all, like, there's no way anyone's ever going to win this.
And so you think this conspiracy theory because you said nobody's ever won it and the record was lower than that.
Yes. Yeah, I totally think they would just be like, hey, miss the ball. We'll give you some money.
That's
very interesting. This is totally a me thing to say, for sure. But I'm going to say that that's illegal, I think.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm sure they do a lot of illegal stuff.
Atta girl, Vazer! Yeah,
she's like, in the history of it, because nobody's actually won the $5.6 million, she goes, when the guy, whoever had done it in the past, got it 52, 53, she's like, I guarantee you the MLB says, hey, will you please just not get a hit today?
I mean, that could be true, because Corey Seager is only making $7.6 million this year. So
what's another one?
So $1 million's a big deal. Like if he was making $20 million, I could see, you know, him be like, ah, get out of here. But $7 million, then taxes, it's down to like $2 million. Man.
And it's not necessarily like they lose.
Seven
the game
to two?
You know, I'm not saying that. It's just one person missing the ball on purpose. They're just not seeing it.
Vazer, I think they're playing more of the odds that this is impossible to predict. Like it's just
That's
really
No, I like totally know. Baseball is my least favorite, to be honest with you guys. I grew up in Nashville and we don't have any teams other than like Sounds. And so, like, I think Atlanta was our team. I literally know nothing about baseball. So I didn't realize how hard it was to hit a dang ball until I tried to get these people that do it professionally to hit a ball. It's their job and they can't hit a freaking ball. I can't like get over. I've never even got to 10.
Baser, it's so freaking hard. I got to my record 7 last night, and I lost.
Why are you yelling at her again?
It's so ridiculous. Like, it's terrible. Well, I was at, like, 9, and then Ray told me, he's like, oh, you got to pick this one. And so I picked him, and then I lost on his
But
pick.
You know that he always misses.
And yeah, who was Bae, why would you listen to him?
Who did you pick? Was it when I told you Mullins?
I don't even remember. Supposedly he had a bad pitcher. Do you remember who it was, Ray? Remember,
no.
Like, oh, this guy, the pitcher's going to be terrible. So
no, literally, it was the Baltimore Orioles guy, Mullins. And he let you down, not me, first of all.
Yes,
and second of all, I believe he has a 10-game hitting streak now. So pretty much the day after I told you to pick him and he missed, he's gotten a hit every game since then.
I know. You're like the good luck Chuck of sport betting. Like, you ever seen that movie? You're that only with betting.
He's the Ray Jinx. I mean, anything he says, the opposite happens. I mean, he jinxes every team in the NCAA tournament. Texas, that's a beautiful man. Jericho Sims down low. They have an easy path to the national title game.
They've never been upset.
And
so
they
bad.
Lost by in the first round, Abilene Christian. And all right.
Baser, on your way out, tell us your strategy, though. How do you pick the hitters?
How do I pick? Well, I don't really. I know nothing. I was a big Sammy Sosa fan when I was a kid. I don't know why. That's my thing. I know nothing. Like, before I started doing this, he could ask me, I think you did, like, name two baseball players. And I was like, Sammy Sosa and McGuire. Like, that's all I could name, like, literally. So I don't know anything about these people. I do try to pick. Who's that one I've been doing, Ray, a lot? Soto or something. I can't remember what the name is. But anyways.
Juan Soto.
And I don't know. I just pick them, like, I just look and see what they, like, have hit against the pitcher. And then if it's, like, they've hit, like, you know, 3 out of 10, then I'll pick them. I don't know. I'm obviously terrible at this.
Interesting. I like that.
Well, hey, thank you for coming on. That was great.
That was great. It's a good theory.
Bye. That is a good theory. Bye.
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 Bye, Baser.
Okay,
so real quick, I want to talk about Lunchbox and his scam that he's in.
A scam? What scam?
It's just been released that the NBA and their NFT program are going to give everyone a pack. Guys, if you are a member of the NFT program and have been for the last 5 days, you will get a chance not a chance. You will be guaranteed a pack. So you know what this does to the NBA NFT packs and the value of every card? Brings it down. Lunch, the value of all your cards are going to go down once all of these cards are available to everyone.
Okay, you think so, because I bought a pack yesterday in that little drop you're talking about for $9. First card out, Kyle Kuzma, $21. Boom, let's go. Already making money, Eddie. So, I mean, you can say it's going down, but that's making money. That is how you do it. That's how you make money. It's not a big profit, but it's $12 profit. Let's go.
But you were in it for the 100,000, hey, though. That's good. Hey, that's going to be a thing of the past, because guess what? Everyone has cards now. They're going to be making millions of one card, like they did to all the baseball cards that had.
But they do that with any of these. There's 25,000 of the Kyle Kuzma. But I have a low serial number. So there you go. That's what you need. That's the one you got to hit. You got to get like the 100 or the 10. You're still
in it, Lunch? You're still in it?
Still in it. Still going to make that money.
I'm addicted to it.
No. Nope.
I can't cash out.
It's just like buying a $9 lottery ticket. I bought a pack for $9 hoping to hit it big, and I won $12. Okay, great. Let's go.
And guys, as far as the physical cards, I'm telling you, I went to Target yesterday. They're still gone. They are completely out of sports cards. Physical sports cards, you can't find them. It's crazy.
Maybe that's the act of actually opening them, because I don't think the value of my cards that I currently have sitting in shoeboxes has increased, because I've looked it up.
I think so, Coach. It's going up.
Yeah. Love it.
There was some guy I saw at the playground.
Coach, are you sure you want to say this?
It was midnight.
We meet there on
Thursday.
I was in a white van.
So, yes, Eddie, I'm still on the
NFT. I bring the condoms.
I'm still in on NFT. So you think I'm getting scammed? I mean, that's fine. I may be getting scammed, but I'm going to keep trying to make money.
Good for you,
Ben. And I met this dude at the playground, and somehow we got on the topic of baseball cards.
So you were just chilling at the playground?
Yeah, I have two kids. They run around on the playground.
I didn't know they were there too. Okay, all right.
Yeah. And somehow we started talking about baseball cards, and he's like, oh man, I used to love collecting baseball cards. He goes, actually, I just went on eBay recently and bought boxes from the 80s that were unopened. And he's like, and I've been opening them, and I'm getting Bo Jacksons and like all these players. And I was like, that is so freaking cool. So now I want to go on eBay and look for some of these cards. Pretty exciting.
I hope this doesn't fall on deaf ears, Lunch. I'd really just hope we have at least one or two people that know what you're talking about and are with you in this. Because I feel like you're on an island, Coach, and you're talking about this stuff.
Ray, you just said you were talking about your baseball cards.
He's not, Ray. He's talking about that people still have packs from the 80s that were unopened, and this guy's buying them and opening them now.
Yeah, that's what he does. He goes, man, I loved baseball cards back in the day. I was, you know, a big fan. The Royals were my favorite team, and Bo Jackson was my favorite player.
Your brother?
Uh-huh.
And he said, so he started buying packs off of eBay that had never been opened, and he just opens them to
see. How much was he buying the packs for?
That I didn't get.
That's got to be expensive.
Yeah, because he was buying entire boxes, like the whole box of packs. So, like, there's like 25 packs in a box or whatever, unopened, sealed, boom, and he just buys them off eBay, and he's been opening them. Pretty fun.
See, I bought a pack back in the day, a box, not a pack, a box, and it said guaranteed an autographed card is in this box.
And I
got it. I got a Chipper Jones autograph.
Legit.
And I still have it somewhere. I mean, I think my parents still have it. No. I bought this at the store when I was, you know, 12 years old or whatever.
Okay.
Boys, I say we wrap it up. Eddie's popping a little bit. Unless you know how to reconnect, unless you got more lunch.
I do, but we're done, I think.
No, right? I don't have anything
it's
else.
It's been 1 hour. 1 hour.
I know. Yeah. You're ready to go. It's been a long week.
It's been a long week. He's ready to go, Coach. There's a white claw calling his name.
But, hey, it was a Friday, and Ray was in a good mood.
Coach, we'll take it. Usually, hey, we'll take that.
Boys, it's usually pretty easy. Just some stuff does set me on fire nowadays that I am 35 and opinionated. Loud and proud, guys.
Yes.
Proud to show it.
All right, well.
And remember my motto, listeners, as we are heading out into the weekend. I just created this one, and I feel like it's going to stick. Less stress, more life. Do that one as you're drinking by the pool this weekend, guys. Thank you. Sizzin out.
And there's a new song. There's a new song taking over America called Justin Fields Forever.
And I too have a life phrase for you just as you go into the weekend. Work hard, make money.
Thanks, Coachy.
And mine is Justin Fields. Let's go. Come on, baby. Please don't be a bust. Please don't be a bust. We've needed a quarterback in the Windy City for so long.
We have been suffering
year after year after year after decade with no quarterback. And I am just hoping that you are the real deal because I look at you and you were a stud recruit. You were a stud in college, and it's time to be a stud in the NFL. My only question is, if Kirby Smart is listening to this down there at the University of Georgia, how the hell did you say Jake Fromm should start over Justin Fields and that's why he had to transfer from Georgia? I need to know why you picked Jake Fromm to be your starting quarterback when you could have had Justin Fields at the University of Georgia.
I bet we're about to find out next season.
No. Justin Fields went to Ohio State and never lost a Big Ten game. Jake Fromm was like a fourth round draft pick in the NFL. He's a backup.
But we'll see how Justin Fields does, and then we'll find out.
He got drafted higher. He looked a lot better as a college quarterback.
The draft means nothing, boys. We got to see him out in the stadium.
You're right. And that's why I'm praying he's not a bust. Oh my gosh, let's go! All right, have a great day. Have a great weekend. I probably won't watch any more of the draft because the first round's exciting and then it's a bunch of people I don't know who they are.
I kind of like this podcast. Start off exciting and then we take pauses in between words.
All right. Well, okay. I'm out. Oh.
All right. Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I got a divorce.
I
cheated.
Do you want one more funny story?
Go, hit me. Just Eddie, no talking. I don't want you popping.
Eddie, did you see the story?
I'll reconnect, Coach.
Did you see the story about T-Pain?
Yeah.
Hilarious.
He didn't know he was ghosting?
He didn't know about direct messages on Instagram. And so for the last 2 years that he got on Instagram 2 years ago, and so all these celebrities and famous people have been reaching out to him, like wanting to collaborate, wanting to do this, wanting to do that, and he never responded to a single one because he didn't know there was DMs. And so he just discovered it, and he was doing a video going, oh, my God, I ghosted all these people, and I had no idea. Viola Davis. Oh, look at Diplo wanted to reach out. Oh, my. Sorry, guys. Like, I really had no idea. He didn't respond to a single one for 2 years, and people just thought that he was blowing them off.
Coach, that almost sounds like something you would do because I've always wondered what your Instagram looks like because you don't follow anybody.
Yeah.
Do you actually have other people's stories at the top of your Instagram?
No, just my pictures.
Coach doesn't have those little story buttons that he can click on.
And you do that just to show people, Coach, that you're the man. You don't give a crap about anyone else.
Yeah,
Is that it?
Pretty much.
Ain't got time for you.
No, it's just I don't want to wait. I don't have time for it. I just don't. And I don't want to, you know, like, oh, I need to follow you and look at my kids. And, oh, like, no, cool.
No. You still give them the content.
Yeah,
I give them
the content.
You feed the beast.
I feed the beast.
You don't need them. The beast doesn't need them.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
Eddie, doesn't that sound like something Lunchbox? He would not know the DMs are there.
Correct.
Because Lunch is the one that has trouble with technology. M2
I don't get it.
Always has to show him how to do TikTok.
Excuse me, what is it called? TikTok? What do I do? Just put it down there. No, Lunch. You're telling me I just take pictures of my...
Yeah, T-Pain. Okay. Oh, my God. Is that Fergie that reached out to me? My bad. Viola Davis. Oh, my gosh. And he's just scrolling through all his DMs. So... freaking hilarious.
Coach, if somebody's trying to get a hold of you through DMs, there's other ways celebrities can get in touch with celebrities.
I'm not saying.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Am I ruining your story?
You don't think it's funny though?
Nah. I mean, not enough to like stop and to make this an hour and 10 minute podcast.
Well, I mean, nothing's that funny. But well, I thought it was hilarious.
I disagree. Some of the stories you tell are really funny.
I thought that was hilarious. I mean, I just think that's so funny. He just seems so, like, confused. Like, holy crap.
In addition to Lunch's story that was very hilarious about him going to a Jason Aldean Miranda Lambert concert.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty funny. I forgot about this.
The additional
major detail
that Lunch left off was he went to the concert alone. There was no listeners. He had no tickets. He lost some friends. They ghosted him. He literally had to sit at a concert by himself in a city on his birthday and not have any fun. And on top of all of that...
I forgot about this.
Dang it, please tell me I have a sound effect.
Oh, this is awful.
Please.
I know the answer, Coach. I see Facebook.
All of that.
Or is it Twitter?
All of that.
Coach, you want me to make the sound?
Oh no! All of that. Birthday weekend, no family's there, no wife. It's so sad. It's so just not fun. Everybody let him down. It's just like,
oh boy, I might buzz out before they get the sound.
I'm gonna be done.
I'm giving you 5 seconds.
I wasn't hooking up in the middle of the concert, Ray.
Coach, what are you doing?
Like, I don't know what the hell you're doing, but
I
wasn't doing that.
2, 1. I'm gonna buzz out. Are we done?
Dang it.
Coach, you tell me.
I don't understand what you're doing.
He
sounds like he's hooking up with Bay right now.
I know.
Anyways, on top of all that, no friends, by himself. Tickets didn't come through. He had to go to a concert by himself. Yep. No listeners showed up. It rained as well.
Thank you, Coach.
Okay, on him. All right. Okay.
I needed that damn sound effect to let me know.
You really didn't. You really didn't.
Yeah, you didn't need a sound effect, dude. We could have just said it rained. And I forgot about that. The concert had to be, like, they had to take a break because it was lightning. And so they had to take a, like, they had to go off stage and, so bad. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. All right.
Eddie, are you alive?
No, he's still waiting for that sound effect.
You have it?
Dang it.
I could have done the thunder.
On top of all that. I'm alone. Why, God?
Can you go back and put it on the podcast?
Why, God, have you forsaken me in Pittsburgh on my birthday?
It's my birthday.
Oh, man. It was so bad. I mean, it wasn't a light rain. It wasn't a light rain, guys. It wasn't a light rain.
Coach, people said that was an epic story. Props to you, my friend.
Great story, Coach. I'm glad. Way better than T-Pain.
And what comes from great, or how great stories are created, is from epic experiences.
You waiting for a sound effect?
No. I was weathering crazy f-ing experiences lead to great stories. That's what I was trying to say. Thank you.
All right.
In sore losers locks, he did update us on Twitter. He said
who are you talking to?
Yeah, we already buzzed out.
The podcast is over.
Guys, sore losers locks. I wanted to say this. He did say that he's a couple days behind in the podcast, so FYI.
Oh, thank you, Coach. Well, we'll keep that in mind.
All right, good.
Thank you.
Now, should we buzz out again?
No, Coach, we've been buzzed out.
But he got the sound effect, so I felt like we came back.
Okay.
All right. Are you going to a soccer game this weekend?
I don't know, Coach.
Oh. All right.
Can you get me tickets?
Not that I know of.
I'm going to try and sneak in, do it for a bit on the big show.
If you can get me tickets, I'll go.